1065 Robert Simone, northeast of Row 357, north of Bayberry Court, being lot 51 within Quillen's Point Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record, please.
Robert Simone, 38864 Bayberry Court, Ocean View.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I sure do.
Thank you. And is he testifying as well, or just here to observe?
He's the builder.
Okay. Are you planning to testify? Get you sworn in as well. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Stephen Doyle, 37197 North Baltimore Lane, Ocean View.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm here to remove a roof off my attached garage and put a room onto it. And it's going to be 24 by 24. It's going to be the same size as the garage. And it won't do anything to the existing roof line. It'll be almost the same as when we tear the roof down. Is that correct?
Right. The existing garage was built 2010
years ago.
And it was, the corner up was put a small section that actually went into the setback. So when I came to get the building permit, I was actually physically given the building permit, and I immediately looked at checking the survey, and I noticed that the corner of it was into the setback. So I actually gave the building permit back to the county and said, I just need to make sure. So I went in and talked to Jeff Shockley, and he thought I was okay just to go ahead and just get the permit and put the room above the garage. But just wanted to make 100% sure. So talking to a couple different people, said, no, you need to go for the variance. So here we are. But it was approved for a variance back in 2003.
It was approved, yes. I have the approval here.
Let me ask you a question. Wasn't that ruled that they could go up? No, they can't go up?
The variance was only granted for, it's whatever is the testimony, but then he's putting a second story. So it's got to go back through.
Okay. The lot itself is very, very irregular shaped lot. Mm-hmm. Setbacks are, and the house is so far to the one side of the property line, it makes it very impractical not to put it, if you can't use it, it really just, the property becomes impractical.
Okay.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Yeah. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No, one story. Right.
Mr. Rickards?
No.
And Mr. Calloway, no. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
My wife is, but she's not here, so.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, I'm sorry, I would like to add that there was four letters in favor of.
Okay.
I apologize for that.
Okay. Thank you. Four letters in favor. Okay. Right, again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11065. The uniqueness of the lot is apparent. I believe you call that concave if my geometry's right. There is a uniqueness to the property that the way it's being shaped. There's also a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property because it's just going to go up. Is that correct?
Yes.
Just one story.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, a variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and also the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Second. Motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,065. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay. Hudson again?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Wortman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,065 is approved at this time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, gentlemen, let's go back before we